Good morning, Infocom. Day three. My name is Johnny Mona. This is the Trade Show Minute, which is actually more like 10 minutes because it's a trade show, so they last a little bit longer. That's just the way it works. It's math, if you think about it. Again, Infocom 2017 in Florlando. My name is Johnny Moto. I get to co-host with the lovely over there.
Hey, Victoria Barella here. We are also accompanied by our awesome guests.
Chris Thorson from Polycom.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you. So how is day three? Are your feet falling off yet?
My feet are getting a little bit sore, yes.
It's a good thing we have chairs here today.
Yeah, but I found that the real trick is to make sure you change your shoes every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, every day you got to have a different pair of shoes.
You think with all the trade shows that I've been to, that's one thing I would have done. I don't know. I usually just wear comfy shoes and lots of hand sanitizer.
There you go.
That's just my normal advice. But yeah, multiple pairs of shoes. You know what? It's not about my shoes, though. It's about Polycom. Let's give me a quick overview. Who exactly is Polycom? I'm going to pretend like I've never heard of you.
Right. So, you know, for people that don't know who Polycom is, you know, started off really as a leader in the audio conferencing space. Those star phones that everybody has probably seen on their desk, wherever they go throughout the world, you know, we shipped over 5 million of those things.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, is that it? But they're fantastic because, you know, great audio pickup. But we moved from that into video conferencing, and that's what a lot of folks these days know us for.
Okay.
Yeah, we spent, a lot of our time in the video conferencing, audio conferencing, really, really known for audio.
Very cool. And obviously you're here at Infocom in a booth, correct? Or am I just making that up?
Oh, yeah, we're in booth. We're in booth 3360. Of course, you can see us on www.polycom.com if you want to find out even more about what we got going on here at the show today.
Very cool. And so let's say Victoria and I get a break, you know, because that might happen at some point today, and we want to go to the booth. What can we expect to see there today?
Yeah, there's some great new announcements that we've got at Polycom. The first one is Polycom Pano. Polycom Pano is our entry into the wireless presentation space. You can go easily, you know, add on from a modular perspective, add on content sharing. You can annotate on the board. You can have up to four streams of content simultaneously shown on the board. So great, easy solution for folks to share content in the room. And if you want to connect it into your video conference system, you can do that too, so that people on the far side can see what you're doing in the room.
Very, very cool. Really, really quick question. Does Polycom offer any sort of education on their products, the technology, and everything in between?
Absolutely, yeah. We have several folks who have been running around the shows today training partners so they can know and understand how to use our solutions, you know, on, you know, the things like we've got on the new Pano, but also on our traditional video systems. We've also got integrations with Microsoft, so that's a whole other category of training for us. We're the leader into Microsoft endpoints for both the voice and the video space. And we've also started to expand our ecosystem with other partners. We announced a Zoom connector, so we can, whether you're using a Polycom infrastructure for your video, you could also use Zoom as a potential infrastructure for your video. And so we're really building out this new ecosystem of partners for Polycom that'll allow us to get into more places.
I think my host over to the right of me, or left, depending on where you're standing, has a very brilliant question, so I want to field her some attention over there.
Oh, thanks. Speaking of expanding your ecosystem of partnerships, do you see Polycom partnering up with any VR companies, if not already? I mean, do you see the future of video conferencing, including VR? Maybe if someone can't come into the space, you know, you're virtually in the space, seeing the demonstration if you're far away.
You know, it's a really interesting topic. A lot of folks have been talking about VR. I know it's a real sexy technology. I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what to do with it just yet, because so much about the benefit of video conferencing is seeing someone's face, seeing their eyes,
sure,
seeing their mouth, seeing their expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got these big VR glasses on there, it's kind of tough to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll find the right application for that. I think maybe as a kind of a, you know, almost as a voyeurism when you're on the outside looking into what somebody else is doing in a 3D model for engineering, I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
And needing to communicate your voice across, maybe we can augment what some of the VR guys are doing, because right now they're just thinking about it from a visual perspective. You need to also think about how you're going to use that as a communication, how you're going to see that other person in real space, not just virtual space.
Sure. Can there be one person in the meeting that's not talking, maybe demonstrating it, just bystander with the headset, and looking out and it's in real time, and then you still see the demonstrator and you
potentially
that way.
And like I said, that, you know, right now they're working on just making the technology work.
Sure.
And in a lot of cases, when we see these innovative leading edge technologies, you know, the really hard part is finding what's the right use case for that. And I think that's one of those products that's still looking for just the right use case.
Cool.
Good question.
Okay. Well, what else are you showing here at Infocom 2017?
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about what we're doing new with Polycom Pano. We also talked about our Microsoft integrations and our ecosystem integrations. And the last area is, you know, Polycom's core business is really in the innovation space around video technologies. We're showing our second generation of facial tracking camera technology with our Eagle Eye Director 2. We're demonstrating our complete lineup of solutions from small huddle room type solutions up to the mid room and even to large, fire and forget rooms where it's all integrated with the screen, the camera, the mic and the audio, all in one. You can drop in and literally just put it together with some thumb screws, so it's makes it for a very quick installation.
Oh, good. What else? What else, Johnny? What else do we have here?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to field another question towards Victoria. She is an EVI professional is, you know, relatively new to the industry, only a year and a half, 2 years in. However, she does have her CTS, which is awesome. It's more than I can say for my multiple years of experience in the industry. Also, though, she has her own show called Coffee with Millennial Z, where she does a large outreach to the younger generation moving forward into this industry who will eventually replace all of us. So can you give her and anyone new to the industry, regardless of age, that are either thinking of switching careers or want to break into our space, on what to expect?
Wow, what to expect just coming in new to this industry?
Yeah.
Or advice.
Yeah, well, one thing is, you know, if you had a chance to come and visit the show here, definitely want to go around, understand what are some of the big, you know, key categories of products that are here. You've got everything from video technology to audio technology and everything in between. So spend some time, you know, on the booth, obviously, running around, seeing everybody's wares. Spend some time in the educational sessions. There's a lot of places that you can go there and lots of different topics. I know I was speaking yesterday on huddle rooms and what's the change, what's the changing environment and why people are putting huddle rooms into the workplace these days. So there's many, many different opportunities to go, you know, to learn that's been provided at the show here today.
Cool. Is Polycom hiring, or what's...
Polycom's always hiring. You're looking for great people.
And how do you source your employees? Do you use the service, or is that a secret we can't give the industry?
Well, like, the best place to go is obviously go to polycom.com, check out our website. There's a career section there that you can go and learn about all the opportunities, from engineering opportunities to marketing opportunities and everything in between.
Well, very, very cool. Not to take away from... is it polycom.com?
Yep.
Not to take away from polycom.com and then careers. But should you need any, I don't know, help or finding new talent in the industry, I want to promote my friends just behind me, tierpm.com. Speak to Marika Aquino. She's very good at staffing the industry for all your AV and IT partner needs. Tierpm.com is TIERPM.com. And also, I'm assuming, because I follow them, but I'm also trying to feed you as the marketing guy. Where can I learn more about your company via social? If I want to reach out while I'm not here and I want to just kind of interact with the Polycom.
Can we find that on the website?
Yeah, of course you can find that on the website. Yeah.
And so, that's cool. Polycom.com.
Polycom.com.
Hey. Cool. And then if anyone missed the recording and you want to share the love to people that aren't listening right now, you can find this podcast later on posted at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. Or if you'd like to listen in on other scheduled podcasts, we have at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. Rave Pubs is also on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter at Rave Pubs. You can find me in the Twitter land at Barella Victoria _. So that's BARELAVICTORIA_. Johnny, where can we find you?
I don't even want to say my name after that. Was so like it
Mickey
was like
Mouse
you
Club,
Mickey
okay.
Mouse Club. Why? Because we love you. I'm at JMOTA3, JMOTA, the number 3. And I'm pretty sure it could be at Polycom all across the board. But if not, go to polycom.com to learn more about everything in the pro AV industry, from audio to now video, correct?
Yes, audio, video, and everything in between.
And maybe even VR. I don't know if we're ready for that yet, but that could be the future. And if it is, I think you can find it at polycom.com.
There we go. Everyone,
this has been the Trade Show Minute. Thank you so much for listening. And again, one more time, if you want any more any and all content Infocom related, head to ravepubs.com/Infocom 2017 from anything from blogs to podcasts to
videos,
Polycom info, tweets, and Snapchats. I'm sure all of that will be covered there. Again, that's ravepubs.com/Infocom 2017. Thank you so much. This has been the Trade Show Minute.